A long-running debate in Oklahoma is whether school districts spend too much money on administration. Governor Mary Fallon reignited that conversation last week when she issued an executive order pushing school consolidation. But as State Impact's Emily Wendler reports, education leaders say administrative costs are complicated and don't just cover administrators.
Governor Fallon tried to make it simple. Her executive order directs school districts that don't spend at least 60% of their budget on instruction to consolidate some of their administrative services with other districts. This would save money that could be redirected back into the classroom. Moore Public Schools Superintendent Robert Romines says he agrees with the idea that most school costs should be instruction-related, but school budgets aren't that straightforward.
When people hear administrative costs, they think of people like myself.
Romine says a lot of other school employees are classified as administrators in finance documents, even though many of those workers' day-to-day responsibilities directly involve the classroom.
So, for example, teacher who teaches fourth grade might have 28 students in their classroom. Well, we instead of hiring a teacher, because we can't, they're not out there. What we've had to look at doing is going in and hiring teacher assistants to come in and help those teachers manage that amount of students.
And those teacher's assistants, he says, they would fall under administration or support services, not instruction. Other positions that could be classified as administration include
counselors, elementary and secondary counselors, media specialists are another, school nurses, that's another one.
But regardless of the job classification, Romine says every position in his district is essential.
Without those paraprofessionals, without the school counselors, without the media specialists, you talk about some serious loss of classroom instruction. That is all related to classroom instruction.
Governor Fallon declined State Impact's request for an interview. We asked her office to clarify how it categorizes instruction and administration spending. A spokesman said the definitions are to be determined. The governor's office wants to encourage districts to cut overhead, split costs, and avoid duplicating services. For example, this could mean sharing a superintendent or a maintenance worker. A spokesman says the ultimate goal is to free up more money for a teacher pay raise. Sean Heim is the executive director of the Oklahoma State School Boards Association. He says many districts do share administrative services to save money. And he says years of budget cuts from lawmakers mean most schools have already eliminated every non-essential role.
They really think there are inefficiencies in the schools. They're having to lay off teachers, lay off other staff members, cutting anywhere they can.
Heim says Governor Fallon's executive order is a political statement, a show for conservative lawmakers who refuse to raise taxes until more government inefficiencies are eliminated. A few lawmakers have said they won't increase funding for education until some of Oklahoma's 500-plus school districts are consolidated.
I think that's a great narrative for the other side. What does it mean for Oklahoma to have 513 school districts versus Texas having 1,200 or whatever they have, or Kansas having 100?
The truth, Heim says, is that despite the state's high number of districts, administration costs are actually low.
It's really a fake dialogue.
State Impact dove into the data and found that Oklahoma does have more school districts than states with similar-sized student populations. And because of that, Oklahoma does spend more on superintendents than those states. However, a broader look at the most recent census data shows that when factoring for the costs of principals and other support staff, Oklahoma's total administrative costs are lower than every comparable state's except for Utah's. Heim says if politicians want to consolidate Oklahoma's school districts or administrative services, they need to base their decisions off of different criteria.
They want to have a realistic conversation about consolidation around academic achievement and educational opportunity. That's what we should do.
And he says if Oklahoma officials really want to increase the percentage schools spend on instruction, the easiest way to do it is to give teachers a raise. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
State Impact is a collaboration between NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more stories on statewide policy issues like education, the environment, and healthcare, visit kgou.org.